Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 135 for Monday, November 9th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were weaker Monday morning, although activity was thin and choppy. Canola down 30 cents to just over a dollar, the January contract 90 cents lower at $478.80 per ton. The USDA releases its latest monthly supply-demand report tomorrow, and participants on both sides of the border are squaring positions ahead of that report. The U.S. soy complex was narrowly mixed in early trade, and that provided little direction for canola to move one way or the other. Meanwhile, the Canadian dollar is showing some modest strength after dropping on Friday, and that did put some pressure on canola values. But canola remains stuck within its well-established sideways trading range, with little on the charts to warrant a break one way or the other. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans are mixed but holding on to small gains in the most active months, while corn and wheat are both lower. Soybeans down a penny to up 5 cents, the January contract up two at $8.69 per bushel. Solid export demand helped underpin beans to start the week, with China thought to be in the market for both soybeans and soy meal. Weather concerns in some growing regions of Brazil also remained supportive, although many areas are seeing some better moisture this week. Positioning ahead of tomorrow's USDA report is expected to be a feature, keeping activity thin and choppy. Corn, it's down 2 to 3 cents, the December contract down 2 at $3.70 per bushel. Larger losses in the neighboring wheat markets accounted for much of the spillover selling in corn, with expectations for upward revisions to the U.S. corn stocks numbers in tomorrow's report also casting a bearish tone over the market. But a weakness in the U.S. dollar internationally did provide some support, as the softer currency may bring in more export demand. Wheat, it's down 4 to 11 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 11 at $5.12 per bushel. Forecasts calling for some much-needed rain in some of the dry areas of Ukraine weighed on prices, while the fact that U.S. wheat remains expensive internationally also put pressure on the futures. However, reports of declining yields and quality concerns in Australia provided some support. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, November 9th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.